Over 35 million new cancer cases are predicted in 2050, a 77% increase from the estimated 20 million cases in 2022. A new World Health Organization report attributes the rapid growing global burden on aging population growth, as well as the changes to people's exposure to risk factors associated with socioeconomic development. Tobacco and alcohol use, infections, UV exposure, and obesity are key reasons behind the increasing incidence of cancer. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says to fight inequality in treatment of the disease, countries need to invest in access to cancer services, prevention, screening, and treatment.
2 years ago, WHO and the International Atomic Energy Agency joined forces for the Rays of Hope initiative to address long-standing inequities in radiotherapy. Of the 12 million people diagnosed with cancer in low- and middle-income countries, only half have access to radiotherapy.
In Africa, the cancer situation is devastating, with 50% of new cases in the region affecting breast, cervix, prostate, colon, rectum, and liver. Breast cancer kills more women in the region than any other form of cancer. The regional director for WHO, Mashidiso Moyat, said in a statement, and I quote, "On the 4th of February every year, the world unites to raise awareness for fundamental cancer issues. We at WHO African Region connect with the public in spearheading this annual awareness day and beyond." Many cancer patients in Africa are diagnosed with advanced cases and do not complete their care, with the high cost of treatment being the main reason most patients must pay out of pocket for care. WHO, in collaboration with partners under the initiative The Rays of Hope, is helping to increase access to life-saving radiotherapy and diagnostic imaging services used in cancer care, focusing on low- and middle-income countries.
2 years ago, WHO and the International Atomic Energy Agency joined forces for the Rays of Hope initiative to address long-standing inequities in radiotherapy. Of the 12 million people diagnosed with cancer in low- and middle-income countries, only half have access to radiotherapy.
Already, some countries like Benin, Chad, Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Malawi, Niger, and Senegal have received a range of key radiotherapy and medical imaging machines to help in delivering treatment in those countries.
This World Cancer Day, WHO remains committed to supporting every country to prevent, detect, and treat cancer for all people.
The World Health Organization estimates that by 2050, cancer cases are projected to be 77% higher than they were in 2022. Globally, lung cancer was the most commonly occurring form, with 2.5 million new cases accounting for 12.4% of total new cases. Other major cancers were female breast cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, and stomach cancer. Reporting for VOA's Daybreak Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo, in San Francisco.